up by near hurricane force winds. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A wildfire burning out of control near Geyserville, California. 15 square miles have been charred. People ordered evacuating from their homes. The power's already been cut in Sonoma and 16 other counties to try to prevent that wind from knocking lines down, sparking more fires. 180,000 homes and businesses have no electricity, and more could lose it today.
Earlier this month, the company was heavily criticized for shutting off power to more than 700,000 customers. Their website consistently crashed. Their outage maps were wrong. Many didn't feel they had enough prep time. PG&E's equipment has been blamed for sparking a number of the state's most recent and devastating wildfires.
And Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Ceasefires in place in Syria, with Russia helping patrol a border area where Turks invaded to drive back Kurdish fighters. But the day after President Trump lifted sanctions on Turkey, the defense secretary is critical of that country. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Defense Secretary Mark Esper took aim at Turkey, saying the NATO ally should have never gone into northern Syria.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation. I think the incursion was unwarranted.
Speaking in Brussels, Esper said Turkey is moving in the wrong direction and that the nation is spinning closer to Russia's orbit than to the Western orbit. He also said the invasion jeopardized gains in the fight against ISIS over recent years. Turkey has agreed to stop fighting the Kurds, who helped the U.S. battle the terror group. Dave.
Rachel, the day after about 30 House Republicans stormed a deposition in the impeachment inquiry, White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham just told Fox,
"I'm glad they did it. You know, again, these Dems have been doing everything behind closed doors and in secret. And so it's about time that somebody made a very bold stand."
But Democratic Congressman Ted Lieu says this is really because testimony given so far against the president in the controversy over his call with Ukraine's leader has been damaging.
They're freaked out. They're trying to stop this investigation.
America's listening to Fox News.
Wi-Fi is spelled W-I-F-I. Unfortunately for many people, it also spells TMI, as in too much information. Because Wi-Fi, whether public or right in your own home, even if it's password protected, isn't always private. Cyber criminals can use Wi-Fi to steal information you send and receive while online, whether that's credit card numbers, account login info, or your social security number. To help put a stop to TMI on Wi-Fi, you need Norton Secure VPN. That's Norton Secure Virtual Private Network. Simply install, log in once, and it uses bank-grade encryption for your personal information. Norton Secure VPN immediately helps keep your online activity on mobile devices and laptops private every time you're connected. Norton Secure VPN starts at $333 a month with an annual subscription. Go to norton.com/VPN. Don't let Wi-Fi, public or in your own home, mean TMI. Get Norton Secure VPN ASAP. After all, it's from Norton, the leader in consumer cybersecurity. Go to norton.com/VPN. Protection starts at less than $4 a month. Terms apply.
A year and a half after the massacre at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, the sheriff who lost his job over it remains the ex-sheriff.
Scott Israel was Broward County sheriff during the Parkland mass shooting and came under criticism for his own deputies not confronting the gunman. It led Governor Ron DeSantis to suspend Israel from elected office, but now Israel's appeal to the Florida State Senate ends with permanence.
Senators, by your vote, the report is adopted, and Scott Israel is hereby removed from the position of sheriff of Broward County.
Israel is a Democrat and insists his ousting is political by a Republican governor. The vote to permanently remove him came largely on party lines. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Three more people under arrest in Wisconsin, so it's now eight charged in a crackdown on black market vaping products containing THC. The vaping industry is blaming products like that for the lung injuries that have afflicted more than 1,000 people and linked to nearly three dozen deaths. An update on the economy showing a 1% drop in so-called durable goods orders to factories, the biggest decline in 4 months. Shipments also dropped, seen as a sign of reduced investment by businesses. On Wall Street, though, stock futures are rising modestly. At the World Series,
power at the plate guides the Washington Nationals to a Game 2 win.
Here's one hammered into left.
Joe Buck on Fox. Kurt Suzuki's solo shot gives the Nationals back the lead in the top of the seventh inning, starting a six-run frame in that inning for the Nats as they would go on to score 10 unanswered runs in their 12-3 win over the Houston Astros in World Series Game 2. Adam Eaton and Michael A. Taylor would also homer in that win. The Nationals now the 2-0 series lead in the Fall Classic as it makes its way to the nation's capital for Game 3 on Friday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Well, this is for you, Astros fans. In World Series history, 11 teams have come back from being down 0-2. To win the title. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Urbana Park District has earned the Illinois Association of Park Districts Art in the Park Award. It'll be presented at a gala next week. A new study says Illinois is among the worst states to retire. Bankrate, a consumer financial services company, said Illinois was the fourth worst state to retire. The study says costs are the main issue. Illinois ranked 40th in affordability and 49th in wellness compared to other states. The study does credit Illinois for its farmland, forests, rolling hills, and wetlands. Probation is the sentence for a man who was shot after entering another person's house. The News Gazette says Don Trey Wilkerson pleaded guilty to attempted home invasion for the incident that happened on November 25th of 2017. It apparently started with a fight outside a home in the 600 block of English Creek Court in Champaign. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Let's face it, I like to party, you like to party. Any party is better with Rosati's. So if you've got an office party, a birthday party, or those family reunions that are all coming up fast, call Rosati's. You choose the menu, pizza, pasta, chicken parm, whatever you need, we got it all covered. Send the invites out, call the family, call the friends, bring everybody over, but don't forget to call me, Shane at Rosati's, 328-2334, or come see me at 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
Yeah. Is that tomorrow's offer? I think it is.
That's right.
Oh. Every time I hear Shane Morrison talking about his cheese.
Start salivating.
Man, it is a Pavlov's dog's experience.
It is.
Here you go with your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We were up to 70 yesterday. Wow. That was a really nice afternoon. Clouds today, high 56, low 41. Morning clouds, and right now they're saying no chance of rain. Partly cloudy on Friday evening, low 39. 57 the high again on Saturday, down to 46. 80% shot at showers. Partly cloudy on Sunday with a high 63. 43 now. ESPN 93.5.
I'm taking a look here. Halloween next Thursday, right?
Yeah.
27 when we wake up.
Oh, my goodness.
High of 44.
I want to say Anna said there might be a chance of snow.
No, I don't see that.
Okay.
I think there's been that kind of a... Well, every time you get to November, you got to take a peek.
Sure.
And we've just... Generally, the pattern around here has been not too bad Novembers anymore here at Life, knock on wood, famous last words.
Right.
But, and then we have, you know, like winter till April. I mean, that's kind of the feel anyway.
Speaking of November, Dad's Day Association, since 1922, is trying a 5K on Sunday morning.
Okay.
So we're encouraging folks to get involved in that. IlliniDads.com to get signed up. Led by Josh Whitman should be fun. So I'll be playing some music at the Arboretum, which is right off Florida and Lincoln. So you can join us on Sunday morning. But basketball against Lewis on Friday night. Then the game against Rutgers. That's a 2:30 kick on Saturday, November 2nd.
Yeah.
And of course they have the acapella show at Follinger in the evening. It's going to be a great weekend for our dad.
Well, I'm glad you're doing what we talked about privately.
What's
I said get involved.
Oh,
I said get out
I've
there.
Been trying.
Don't be afraid to host these runs. Get on the microphone.
It's a natural fit. Yeah. Thanks to us and our mutual friend Jim Manley, who kind of showed me all these events and how to host as a radio personality in town. And I've been doing it for the last 25 years.
Yep.
And these 5Ks, like Sunday at Allerton in Monticello, it's going to be terrific between 8:30 and 11:30. So if you want to come on out, Second Wind Running Club and Body and Soul is your place to go on Sunday to get yourself all signed up and ready to go.
And if you don't have Diane Ducey at your event, you don't have an event.
I get every all the sponsors thanked and everything.
No, you don't have an event.
Okay.
If she's not there, it isn't an event. She's the best. All right, secret scores, how college admissions offices track and rank prospects before they even apply. Colleges are collecting more data about prospective students than ever before, part of an effort, administrators say, to make better predictions about which students are the most likely to apply, accept an offer, and enroll. Records reviewed by the Washington Post show that at least 44 public and private universities in the United States work with outside consulting companies to collect and analyze data on prospective students. By tracking their web activity or formulating predictive scores to measure each student's likelihood of actually enrolling. The practices may raise a hidden barrier to a college education for underprivileged students. While colleges have used data for many years to decide which regions and high schools to target their recruiting, the latest tools let administrators build rich profiles on individual students and quickly determine whether they have enough family income to help the school meet revenue goals. For example, the University of Wisconsin Stout turned to a little-known but increasingly common practice. They installed tracking software on their school website. When one student visited the site last year, the software automatically recognized who she was based on a piece of code called a cookie. We all know that stuff says we send cookies, you have to accept it or you have to get off our website kind of stuff. The software sent an alert to the school's assistant director of admissions containing the student's name, contact information, and details about her life and activities. Wow. The email said she was a graduating high school senior in Little Chute, Wisconsin, of Mexican descent, who had applied to UW-Stout. Our school is really combing through prospective students' personal data before even looking at an application? David Dillard with KD College Prep in Dallas, one of the top college prep schools in the country. David Dillard, education guy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Fine. This is half creepy. Right? I mean, I don't know.
Yes, it is.
Here's what you do. What you do is you go buy stamps, you go to Montana, you get a cabin, and you don't have any electronics. How about that?
Well, sometimes I want to do that, but the world's data analytics has come to higher education just like it has with big tech companies like Google and Facebook, and the whole marketing industry as a whole has moved to web-based data analytics. And so this is just the next evolution. Not all colleges are doing this, but there are a number of colleges now that are applying specific software to their website so that they can track the movement, the who shows up and how much time they spend and what their interests are, what their needs are, what their goals are, so that they can better allocate resources to try to attract the type of student that would fit, normally says yes, normally enrolls. They're trying to get an idea of whether they are a likely candidate for their institutions.
Well, David, it's an example, a clear example of what's out there on all of us, correct?
Yes. What's happening in some cases is they're actually creating a predictive score after they have had a chance to gather up some information. Is this candidate likely to apply? So before you ever submit an application, they've already got a sense of whether they have a good chance of closing you or not.
I got you. All right, so it's a sales operation, essentially.
It really is. I mean, there are many schools that, you know, are scrambling to try to fill the slots in the freshman class. There are other schools that are highly popular and have huge endowments, and they're trying to use the data to make sure they know who they need to spend more money on to try to attract and get the highest quality of students. So not all schools will use it in the same way. Not all schools even are using these types of technology.
Yeah.
But it is happening, and you have to be aware of it.
Yeah, just kind of know what you're doing on social media whenever you post something that everybody sees it, including college administration.
Uh-huh.
Hey, one other thing before I let you go, David Dillard, education expert. What was your take on who I pay to get my child in the Georgetown tennis program? I mean, what was your whole take on that?
Well, I think it's sad, to tell you the truth. First of all, that the parents would be think that this is teaching their children anything good, and secondly, that someone would think their whole lives have to be wrapped around a specific institution when there are thousands of colleges out there and there are hundreds that probably would be a good fit for any student. It's not a good fit if you don't have the qualities that would allow you to be successful, and if the university doesn't recognize your greatness. So you're trying to find the best match, not necessarily the specific institution, and live and die by
that. Well, and it's all about the parent saying, my child's at USC or SC, my child's going to Georgetown. It's about their status. And then a lot of cases, the kids were unaware that the ACT score was fixed. And how disappointing to not trust your child to do it themselves.
Well, that's true, but I in some of those cases, I question whether the child was unaware or
not. Okay, all right, maybe not.
Whether it was or not, in both cases, it's a sad situation.
Yep, it
it's
is.
It's not the way that I would want to raise my child.
Yeah.
It's not the way that we build good citizens in the world.
David Dillard, how do people connect with you?
At kdcollegeprep.com.
And people are leaning more to SAT than ACT ever more, I think, right? More SAT these days?
Well, it has swayed back and forth. ACT was more popular a few years ago. Last year, SAT made a few gains. We continue to see that sway a little bit one way or another. Colleges don't care. They'll use either one.
All right.
And so it really, we're just trying to find the test that a student can show best on. That's what we try to help our students.
To 20 seconds left, it's prolific readers test better. That's my theory. Is that right?
That is true with life.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Be a voracious reader in your life. David Dillard in Dallas, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. ESPN 93.5. All right, let's jump to our morning sports. World Series looks like the Nationals, the wild card team.
With their 12-3 win over the Astros yesterday. Let's hear more from Matt DiPolitano.
Power at the plate guides the Washington Nationals to a Game 2 win.
Here's one hammered into left. Off the bat of Suzuki and gone.
Joe Buck on Fox. Kurt Suzuki's solo shot gives the Nationals back the lead in the top of the seventh inning, starting a six-run frame in that inning for the Nats as they would go on to score 10 unanswered runs in their 12-3 win over the Houston Astros in World Series Game 2. Adam Eaton and Michael A. Taylor would also homer in that win. The Nationals now with a 2-0 series lead in the Fall Classic as it makes its way to the nation's capital for Game 3 on Friday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On to the NBA. Hornets over the Bulls by a point, 126-125 for their first game of the season. Detroit over the Pacers, 119-110. Milwaukee is at Houston tonight. Penn State ended up beating the Illini in a thrilling five-set match. Penn State ranked number 8. Next up for our Illini volleyball team at Huff Hall Saturday is a pink out as we take on Ohio State. I suggest you run on into Game Day Spirit, get one of those pink volleyball shirts. It looks awesome as you support their volley against cancer. On Thursday Night Football, we have Washington at 1-6 on the season against the Minnesota Vikings, 5-2. On Sunday, you might be looking at the Bears. At noon against the L.A. Chargers, AFC contender. We had Broncos.
They're 2-5, so
Bears are 3-3.
Yeah, Bears are going to need to win that one, but the Chargers are not a bad football team, so...
Okay.
I just think about the... Oh, man. What I hate to hear the home fans boo, because it's like, oh...
It's true.
Brutal.
Broncos and Colts, also Saints and Arizona Cardinals. And we also have Green Bay and Kansas City as the late game on Sunday. Jim Harbaugh being talked about. He's trending in sports as the Michigan coach. An email sent out saying he's not looking to leave. He's in the fifth year of his 7-year contract.
Yeah, interesting, because there's grumbling about Jim Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he sends that out saying... Dude, I can go somewhere else. I don't know what the point was.
Okay.
Let's check your weather.
Up to 56, down to 41. Some clouds in the morning tomorrow. High 56 again, down to 39. We should get partly cloudy conditions by late afternoon. And some rain in the forecast. High 57 on Saturday. 63 with partly cloudy conditions on Sunday. We're currently at 44. ESPN 93.5.
If you lose two or three games at Michigan, there's grumbling about you getting to stay. If you win two or three games at Illinois, there's grumbling about whether to keep the coach or that good enough. I mean, that's just the night and day difference. of their dynamic up there. And if he loses to Ohio State, which I think he's going to lose, I mean, it's going to be incredible. 820.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket manufactured goods tumbled in September by the largest amount in 4 months. That's according to new numbers released by the Commerce Department. It shows a more than 1% decline in demand for durable goods, such as washing machines and refrigerators. U.S. manufacturing has been struggling this year amid a global slowdown. China gives in on a key demand from the Trump administration amid the ongoing trade war. Beijing has passed a new law it says will protect the intellectual property rights of foreign businesses operating in the country. Nordstrom is defying the trend of closing brick-and-mortar stores in New York City and elsewhere. Today, it will open the largest freestanding store in Manhattan to debut in decades. The new Nordstrom will be 7 levels and 320,000 square feet. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Tom Graham, invested in you.
Bartiromo from Fox Business. My parents lived the American dream. My father cooked in his restaurant. I was the coat check girl. Today, I'm still working the hardest I've ever worked, giving my viewers every tool I can to help them succeed.
I'm Stuart Varney from Fox Business. My first investment, traveling the world for about 5 years and ending up right here in America. Damn good investment, actually. Fox Business.
Invested in you.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Cain.
I took a very hard line against Urban Meyer as a collegiate coach a year ago. I think that some of the things that he looked over and tolerated as the head coach of the Buckeyes became unforgivable for the collegiate ranks. Being a pro coach is different than being a college coach. You're dealing with adults. You're dealing with men. You're dealing with people that you're not trying to groom, but you're trying to guide into a profession. You're dealing with expectations and responsibilities, and you can expect men to live up to their responsibilities in the NFL. I think it's a different calculation. Urban Meyer in the college ranks and Urban Meyer as a pro. Would you want him as your professional coach? I think he's a leader. I think the answer has to be yes.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Listen up, America. Why in the world would you start your day with an unwrapped, zip-zap, sad sack breakfast mishap when the McDonald's app lets you order, pay, and pick up a nice and hot griddle sizzle breakfast with a tap-tippity-tap? I think I just rhyme-answered my own rhyme question. McDonald's mobile order and pay. Just order in the app, pass the line with the tap, and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Mobile order and pay at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
You're a smart, hardworking roofing contractor. But how do you get ahead? By saving time with the Beacon Pro Plus app. The Beacon Pro Plus app works 24/7 for material ordering, automated rebate tracking, and online bill pay, all saving you valuable time. And during select weeks this fall, receive special rewards by purchasing high-quality CertainTeed products through Pro Plus. You work hard. Now work smarter. Sign up for free at beaconproplus.com today.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles, the easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
What's Kasasa? It's like a big bank rewards with a community bank heart. A free Kasasa checking account at Prospect Bank rewards you in ways you might not think a community bank could. But the best part is, you do not have to go to some big bank to get it. Stop in your local Prospect Bank and find out all the details. So what's Kasasa? It's like a cool word for earning cash. Member FDIC.
Prospect Bank.
this is Shane Culch from Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor is having our biggest sale of the year. Every plant in the nursery is at least 20% off, with select plants up to 50% off. These aren't merely leftover plants from the spring. We've been bringing in fresh new plants to keep the nursery fully stocked for the last big push going into winter. The best time to plant is now. Less transplant shock and less money. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery for the best selection of trees, shrubs, and perennials, and they're all on sale. For more information and directions, go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Culch from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
You know, we have a little anticipation for the Illinois-Purdue football game coming up Saturday because it's hard to know. You know, we beat Wisconsin, which was a shocker. It's the biggest upset in college football this year in all 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
How do we respond from that? Do we take the next step and say, we can do this? Let's go. Or is it, woohoo, we won. Yay, who do we play? I think they'll be ready. What Purdue does, though, is we haven't been real good at defending. But then again, Wisconsin ran the football, and we were not good at defending that, and we were then. So I think it's really, I have no idea what to expect. Because they do these passes, they pass all the time, and that's been a weakness, too, running and passing defense. So maybe, I don't know.
The battle for the cannon tied at 44-6 on the tie.
Does anybody understand anything about these things they do, like the cannon?
I don't know.
No offense, but does anybody care?
It's
except
a rivalry thing.
I know, but it's just totally administrative. I mean, nobody, no fan.
Yeah,
of
that's right.
Oh, we got the cannon, and, so I don't care about the cannon. I would like a victory, please.
Exactly.
Anyway, we'll see what happens. Again, Purdue about 10-point favorite to beat us over there. They embarrassed us in Champaign-Urbana. I'm sure Lovey has used that.
Mm-hmm.
46-7.
Ouch.
46-7, and they weren't supposed to be a lot better than you. So maybe we return the favor. Okay, it's 8:27. Brett Baer was on the show earlier this week. Mm-hmm. His book just came out 2 days ago, 3 Days on the Brink, about a very important meeting with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, and Joseph Stalin. Brett Baer, 3 Days on the Brink, on the show earlier this morning. He's their chief political anchor. You see him on his wonderful news show from 5 to 6 on Fox News.
Yeah, it's right after that time, but I'm at the brink because the Allies are essentially losing. Hitler's on the march in Europe. The battle in Stalingrad has just happened. The Russians, the Soviets win, but lose more than 1 million people. The Pacific campaign, the U.S. has a few small wins, but Japan is still really strong, and it could go the other way.
Mm.
And FDR and Churchill decide that they need a one-on-one meeting with Stalin to make sure that he sits on the Allied side and they work together against Hitler. There's a chance that Stalin, because of the losses he's taking, could sign and side with Hitler. So they go to Tehran. Stalin makes the place. And they travel, FDR travels 6,000 miles, gets there, and in a really interesting 3 days, the Churchill and FDR know that this is a dictator, a murderous dictator, but they have to get him on board. They do, and they plan Operation Overlord, which we now know as D-Day.
Amazing. I mean, if you like history, you're going to like that book.
Mm-hmm.
Because think of that. 1943, we're in the throes of World War II.
Yeah.
We have to go with Joseph Stalin, who's a murderous dictator. But
right.
We have to team with him, and they plan D-Day, Normandy, and all the beaches. Amazing. Which turned it our way.
Yeah.
Man. Brett Baer, Fox News earlier this week. All right, ESPN 93.5, check your news. Come right back. You're always welcome to check in with us. Always welcome. 359-2255. Text in if you'd like. Also watch us on YouTube, which apparently some people are doing.
Exactly.
It's Stevie J
Show
on YouTube. And pretend I'm a goldfish, I guess. 829.
Hey, it's Stephanie Pratt, your realtor that rocks the real estate market with Coldwell Banker Real Estate Group. Come with me and let's shake all night long. That's right, it's time for another Rockin' Realtor giveaway. Join me, ESPN's The Drive, and Larry's Limousine Service as we rock our way up to St. Charles to see Tom Kiefer, formerly of Cinderella, November 2nd.
one of Ms. Tom Kiefer, formerly of Cinderella, and we're not talking Disney, with ESPN and me, Stephanie Pratt, your realtor that rocks. To win, listen to Lon and Derek to open the text lines on The Drive. When they do, text the correct phrase or word, and you'll be qualified to win two tickets to the show with me and the limo ride with Larry's Limousine Service. It's another Rockin' Realtor giveaway, this time to see Tom Kiefer, formerly of Cinderella, with me, Stephanie Pratt, and The Drive on ESPN. Get more details at stephaniepratthomes.com.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of four light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. House committees taking a time out today from impeachment inquiry interviews to pay tribute to one of their own.
Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings' casket will rest on a catafalque. First used for President Abraham Lincoln. Cummings died last week after lengthy health issues. He will lie in state today in Statuary Hall, the old House chamber here. Top Republicans and Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, will welcome the casket into the Capitol.
Fox's Jared Halpern. It's 10,000 acres and 0% contained. A wildfire in Sonoma County, California, triggering evacuations. This is dangerous conditions leave Californians in the dark again.
PG&E says as many as 200,000 customers are having their power shut off across portions of Northern California, at least through Friday.
Fox's Jeff Minasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Probation is the sentence for a man who was shot after entering another person's house. The News Gazette says Don Trey Wilkerson pleaded guilty to attempted home invasion for the incident that happened on November 25th of 2017. It apparently started with a fight outside a home in the 600 block of English Creek Court in Champaign. He entered the home of an acquaintance while armed with a nunchaku and ended up being shot by the resident. A third suspect connected to a July mugging in Urbana on July 20th has been sentenced to probation. Terry Childs admitted that day he took part in robbing a man who was walking in the 1800 block of South Cottage Grove Avenue. Police said the victim was walking at about 5 a.m. when he was approached by a man who tried to get his attention. Two other men started chasing him, and the three beat him and took his shoes, cell phone, and wallet before taking off. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Jay Lehman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall.
I tell Lisa Byington, I'm like, I have never seen Wisconsin get schemed up like they're getting schemed up on someplace. Because I saw some chunk runs. I saw Navarro's pass. I haven't seen that this year.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Don't miss a thing. And be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
Oh, gee. Should have called ABC.
If your heating system isn't ready for winter, you need to call ABC Heating and Air. Their goal is for you to always be comfortable. With regular maintenance from ABC, you will prevent small problems from becoming big problems, giving you equipment that lasts longer in a more comfortable indoor environment this winter. Protect your investment with a heating system tune-up from ABC Heating and Air. Go to abcheatingandac.com or call 352-5400.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Hey, this is Kirk Herbstreit. This quarterback really knows how to run this team, which is why we mic'd him up before the game. Let's listen in on how he got him ready on that last play.
Blue 49. Blue 49. Eckridge, Eckridge, Eckridge. Carolina double. Carolina double. Grill, grill, grill. Ham off the bone. Home game. Home game. Hot, 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 hot. Eckrich Deli Meat Sandwich.
Now that is a quarterback that knows how to handle a home gate. Eckrich, you do you.
I fell in love. This place is delicious. One of the best restaurants for fine dining in Champaign. Those are just some of the reviews about Miga Restaurant in downtown Champaign. Specializing in sushi, Asian-influenced dishes, wine and cocktails. Miga Restaurant, open Monday through Saturday. Call and schedule your reservation for a date night, special celebration, or just because. Miga Restaurant at 398-1020.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Clouds at a high 56 today, down to 41. 57 the high Friday and Saturday. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine tomorrow. And then some rain in the forecast for Saturday. 63 on Sunday with partly cloudy conditions. We're currently at 44 on ESPN 93.5.
Hey, okay, 25 till. David Ross, haven't even mentioned that. David Ross, the manager of the Cubs.
It locked in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yesterday afternoon, David Ross, a former catcher, 15-year player, never managed a day in his life, is your new baseball manager in Chicago.
So many people saying that, you know, they want somebody that Theo can control.
Well, maybe. And then Joe Girardi has just been named the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay.
So there's another managerial. And, of course, Joe Maddon last week took the Los Angeles Angels job.
Uh-huh.
Where he'd spent so much time as a coach and player. So, yeah, I guess Joe Maddon did play baseball in the major leagues for the Angels. So that's a good fit. And it's going to be a different dynamic, I think. We'll see what that dynamic does.
Yes.
For the Northsiders. And the Cardinals, after being swept by Washington, now looking up going, well, maybe that was going to happen this time because the Nationals are apparently unbeatable.
Yeah.
Sweeping two in Houston?
They're super hot right now.
Beating Cole and Verlander? What? That's kind of weird.
I know.
Hot is hot, and that's what happened.
Zach Greinke on the mound for Houston tomorrow, and Washington, you'll lose Anibal
Sanchez. Yeah, and can you imagine the fans? They've never won a World Series. That ticket is going for a bazillion because it's never happened. Remember how expensive Wrigley Field and the World Series in 16?
Mm-hmm.
People were going, well, I want to go to one, but they'll make the $80,000 on the other one. I mean, it's like season ticket holders made a fortune if they wanted.
It's true.
Because it was so much money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were behind the plane, weren't they getting $10,000 a ticket or something?
I think so.
It was unbelievable because it never happened. They're feeling that in Washington, D.C., and maybe that'll be a nice break from the contentious politics. The nation's capital could have a World Series winner. So there you go.
Well, there you go.
Wisconsin, Ohio State play Saturday night. That's, you know, some speculation. Maybe Wisconsin kind of looking ahead. Maybe they didn't have their best game. We certainly had one of our best games and took it to them.
Yeah.
And dominated the line of scrimmage, which
is James McCourt with your kick right there in the zone.
Yep. James McCourt made the kick right down the middle, 24-23. We beat Wisconsin. Now, they go to Ohio State for a nationally televised game. And they were initially on Monday, they were 14-point underdogs, and now it's 10, meaning everybody's betting on Wisconsin, saying, yes, they're that good. But I don't know. Ohio State's yet to have a close game themselves.
I believe they're number 3, Wisconsin now 13.
Yeah, Wisconsin's kind of done from that talk of Final Four thing.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you can't do that. You can't lose a game like they lost and still be regarded in high esteem. Now, the Illini, on the other hand, have hope. Because Purdue is a game we think we can compete in on Saturday. Then we play Rutgers. We'll be prohibitive favorites to win that.
That's a 2:30 kick.
Weekend.
Yep. U of I meet sales room, by the way. That means they'll be coming in on Monday afternoon.
Yep.
And they have some great choices for your tailgating when Dad's in town. So make sure you stop by at 1503 South Maryland Avenue. You can do some shopping today from 1 to 5:30.
Okay, so that's Rutgers. And then we go to Michigan State and to Iowa. And then we host Northwestern.
Yes.
That's going to be Thanksgiving weekend.
Uh-huh.
How many people are coming to that?
I don't know.
Who knows what the weather's
going to be like.
But it's senior day and all the other. But I'm telling you, if it's for a potential bowl, you get to 5, you can potentially make a bowl these days.
Ooh.
So it could be a little more on the line. Anyway, the bottom line is, yay, we have a little hope. Versus a week ago before before Wisconsin came in, it was like, we're going to get smoked. Didn't happen. We actually won. Come on. Love sports. It's kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
Because you never know. Speaking of which, it was Game 2 of the World Series last night. Details coming up.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Out of town or just out of time? With Busey's Mobile Deposit, you can skip the line and deposit checks whenever you want, wherever you are. It's as easy as sign, snap, and send. Visit Busey.com for details. Or download the Busey Mobile app for smartphones and tablets to securely access your account when it's convenient for you. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Psalms chapter 104, verse 24 says, O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creations. Blossom Basket Florist celebrates the creatures of God's creation. From exquisite centerpieces for your Thanksgiving table. Give a daisy bowl for your birthday gift. Tell your partner you love them with the love-struck bouquet. Pop into Blossom Basket Florist, 1002 North Cunningham in Urbana, 2522 Village Green Place in Champaign. Celebrate the flowers of God's creation or celebrate the loved one that God created.
Think Rosati's Pizza for lunch or dinner today. We recently did a taste testing and the people eating were pleased to say the least.
Oh my gosh, look at my plate. Ooh, look at that.
This is the money. That was good.
Stop by Rosati's Pizza today and you'll be pleased too. Wings, pasta, pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. Make it Rosati's Pizza for lunch or dinner. 701 South Gregory, Urbana.
All right, what are you doing trick-or-treating with the stars this Sunday?
It's coming up with the U of I Community Credit Union, also ShamBanaMoms.com, and the U of I Women's Basketball Team. So gracious to host all these kids coming at them for autographs and posing for pictures. There's a photo booth, there's face painting, there's games. It's a lot of fun at the Ubbin Basketball Complex at 4th and St. Mary's Road. Sunday between 3 and 5, totally free. Get a little extra mileage out of those costumes. The kids are so creative these days.
What's happening in that front? I mean, I got to think about what I'm going to do. I got a bunch of Tootsie Rolls. Those are good. I can hand out Tootsie Rolls, right?
Yeah, I guess.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, that's fine.
It's not that much sugar.
Okay.
I mean, I'm thinking still the sugar thing.
It seems like a couple of years back when you were really on the Sugar Buster rampage, you were thinking about handing out toothbrushes and toothpaste or something.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Okay.
I think Tootsie Rolls are pretty low in sugar, and I got, you know, I can give them a handful of Tootsie
Rolls. And see, I'm in the older part of Tolono, and in the new part, like Deer Path, when you first come into town, people have these fire pits in the driveways, and, you know, it's a party. It's like blocks and blocks of families out. So the kids just kind of wander around and get tons of candy. So nobody even comes to our house.
Well, why don't you put up a sign and say
sometimes.
Monster candy bars and give the big ones?
I guess so.
I mean, the word on the street when I was doing it is, you know, who, what house had what.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of, you know, now they probably text it.
My nephew Luke used to Jimmy John's trick or treat and change costumes out for the movie.
Because they did the Big Bar, right?
Yeah. Size, yeah, giant candy bar.
Yeah, well, my.
And I did the same for Shorty Woodworth, who always would forget, so he'd hand out money.
Well, Cats Jackson always did the full candy bars, but we knew it. It was Buzz on the Street was out there.
Exactly.
Mrs. Jackson taught fourth grade, I think, in Philo.
Nice.
Let's check your ESPN 93.5 sports headline.
In the World Series, Washington is up 2-0. Nationals over the Astros 12-3 yesterday. They need a day off today. Houston is at Washington tomorrow. Zach Greinke on the mound versus Sanchez for the Nationals. So we have another trending story. I don't know if you've read this, Stevie, about Tyler Skaggs and that incident with opioids and, you know, the fentanyl and the OxyContin and the alcohol. And what's Major League Baseball going to do after he was found after essentially choking on his vomit on July 1st?
So they said they thought some people inside the organization had helped him get the drugs.
Right.
And so they, I think, had said they denied that. And then they, I don't know, is that chargeable?
I don't know. Something that's being looked into. And you'll see that story trending today. David Ross, the new manager for the Cubs, our former catcher. Joe Girardi for the Phillies now.
Joe Girardi played for the Cubs, is from Peoria, and went to Northwestern, and I think he's a civil engineer.
Well, and I think we were looking at him, weren't we?
I think he was in the consideration. He interviewed for a whole day with Theo. And they've been coming home because he's a World Series manager with the New York Yankees, so he won that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he'll be with the Phillies, so that makes the, Phillies, I think, pretty good shape.
First game of the season in the NBA. Hornets over the Bulls, 126-125. Detroit over the Pacers, 119-110. So not so much on local favorites. Milwaukee is at Houston tonight, in case you care about those Bucks. NFL Thursday night action. Washington is 1-6 on the season. The Minnesota Vikings, 5-2.
You know, really bad NFL teams. Monday night, it's Pittsburgh and Miami. Oh.
Oh.
Is there any other thing we can do Monday night besides watch that game? Oh, my goodness.
Bears and L.A. Chargers on Sunday at noon, along with Broncos and Colts and Saints and Arizona Cardinals. And the late game will be Green Bay and Kansas City. Also trending in football news is the Michigan coach, Jim Harbaugh, sending an email to folks saying he's not looking to leave. This is the fifth year of his seven-year contract. Of course, Michigan has a big game then against Ohio State on Saturday, and that's the latest. Later game in the evening, people probably watching that.
Game which one?
Oh, maybe it's Wisconsin. And
Wisconsin, I'll say Saturday
Ohio
night.
State. Okay,
yeah, that was supposed to be the marquee game of the year. One of them.
Okay.
Anyway.
Penn State beat the Illini in a thrilling five-set match. They've got Ohio State Saturday at Huff Hall.
I'm a Chris Thomas fan. Nighthawk, great voice.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of Chris Thomas. They've lost some brutally hard matches and a whole bunch of them in five.
Volley for a Cure on Saturday. Yep. Get your pink gear from Game Day Spirit. Boy, they've got some nice displays. I was in there yesterday. Looking good.
There's not a nickel's difference between some of these top volleyball teams. So I think the Illini could make a run here at the end of this year and still have an amazing finish. All right, 12 before 9 in Jeremy Warner Show, about 10, 12 minutes away.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands. Here's a great offer from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering instant rebates up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying training systems. That's $1,000 in instant rebates or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at landsinc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. Any season, any time, you can count on Lands.
See Lands or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Officer Kelly. Emily Walton from Champaign Police Department. With your father being in the military, yeah. Was he more of a disciplinarian and a tight ship at the house?
Everybody knows being a military family, you travel. And so, you know, I think at one point in time, we were in Omaha, Nebraska, where it was just bitterly cold. You know, it snowed, you know, feet. So, so I was kind of glad to get out of the area, move back into the Missouri, Illinois area. So.
Okay, very good. You mentioned kids. Do they look up to you in this role as a police officer?
It depends on the day. You know, my youngest, you know, she, when I come home from shift, she always asks me, you know, did I get the bad guys? Or, you know, now she's really trying to get, I guess, understand, you know, my role, my position, you know, being four. You know, she's got some idea, don't have all of it there. So, but she's kind of learning. Then, of course, my oldest, you know, he's like, yeah, dad, you know, you're a police officer. Yeah, that's kind of cool. You know how 14 years old.
Exactly.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
Moore Opera House presents She Kills Monsters, a play framed in the nerdy world of Dungeons & Dragons. This play features humor, some LGBTQ topics, as well as the emotional trauma of having lost someone close to you, all while fighting bugbears and beholders. The performances will be held at the Homer Opera House, October 18th, 19th, and 20th, and then on October 25th, 26th, and 27th. Friday and Saturday evening performances will be at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday performances at 2:30. Come out to the Homer Opera House to experience this amazing play.
Did you know the manufacturing industry employs more than 11,700 women and men in Champaign County? Join Champaign County EDC and the Atkins Group as we celebrate National Manufacturing Day and Illinois Manufacturing Month this October. Local companies like Latania Sports Group, APL Engineered Materials, and Imprentice are opening their doors to the public for tours, and we're proud to celebrate their contribution to our local economy. To learn more and register for these tours, visit MFGday.com. That's MFGday.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With 3 large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at BigGroveTavern.com or call 217-239-3505. To reserve your private space.
All righty, one more peek at the weather.
All right, clouds today with a high 56, 41 our low tonight. 56 the high tomorrow, down to 39. Starting out with some clouds, then partly cloudy, but more clouds overnight. And Saturday we're coming into an 80% chance of rain, high 57, low 47. 63 on Sunday with partly cloudy conditions. We're currently at 44 on ESPN 93.5.
All righty, we have Jeremy Warner standing by, all the very latest. Heck, we got basketball starting in a couple of weeks. NBA has started. Buzz about the Cubs and David Ross. The Cardinals are going to make some moves, I think. I saw one guy say you just got to redo the outfield, including trade Dexter Fowler.
Oh, no.
I'm sure the Cubs want him back, so no. The problem is, I don't think he could trade Dexter Fowler.
I see.
Yeah, he makes too much. And Matt Carpenter's in the same kind of thing. He makes $18.5 million next year and couldn't trade him either.
I see.
You do. It's one of those toughies. So you hang in there with Matt Carpenter and see if he can bounce back or come off the bench. Dexter Fowler, I think Cardinal fans would say, you know, hey, thank you. Great guy. We owe him $35 million for 2 more years.
Okay.
If we pay 30 of it, would you take them? And I think there'll be somebody that takes them.
I see.
For something like that.
Well, it's nice to see Tiger Woods trending on the top of the leaderboard in Japan.
Yeah. And every time there's any news about Tiger Woods, it's like, oh boy, I can't wait to watch. And the crowds still come.
Uh-huh.
And he did not get off to a very good start yesterday, but he had like 9 birdies after he bogeyed the first 3 or some such number.
Arthroscopic surgery on his left knee 2 months ago.
Apparently he's doing better.
I guess so.
It's just amazing, though, isn't it, that somebody like Tiger, it just pops up and he's the story.
He is.
I turned it up when I heard it on the way in. I'd watch it.
Exactly.
If I could get Japan TV. I don't know if it's on national TV, but it'd be tonight. They're like 15 hours ahead of us.
By the way, we were talking Michigan football. They're Notre Dame, and that's the Saturday night game at 7:30.
Okay, so Wisconsin's at Ohio State. That's a noon game.
Uh-huh.
And Illinois is 11 Central Time.
That's right.
Which is noon Eastern. Okay.
Beat Purdue.
See you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
It's, Friday tomorrow. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, tomorrow morning. Jeremy's next. Thank you for listening. Have a great Thursday. If you want the best, go to Body and Soul Sports, your go-to for all your favorites. With shoes from Asics, Adidas, Brooks, and Nike, get comfort and style with an in-store free gait analysis for the proper fit. Perform and look your best with apparel and gear for every season. There's swimwear to compete or for the beach anytime. Men, women, and kids can play like the pros. So walk, run, or ride to Body and Soul Sports. Great store, great service, great prices. Route 45 and Curtis Road in Savoy. Online, body, the letter N, and soulsports.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Ready to change jobs where you're working is putting your feet to sleep, or maybe not letting your feet sleep at all? You have integrity, you're hungry to grow, you believe good things happen? I'd love to talk to you. Hey, it's Stevie J. As an equal opportunity employer, we have a rare opening for a senior account executive. Comes with the best list of clients ever. Also comes with a great benefit package. If you have integrity, you're hungry to succeed at a high level, you have a positive outlook on life, you have a little sales experience, love to talk to you. Simply send an email to me, stevie@sjbroadcasting.com. Again, it's stevie@sjbroadcasting.com. Hey, it's Stevie J. Like many, I knew all about Game Day Spirits Illini gear, but I wasn't so knowledgeable about the corporate apparel they do. But they do really great work. I've had some shirts done, and some of my employees have too. They're very high quality and perfect for your business or organization. If you need something in the summer, need something in the winter, Game Day Spirit does custom screen printing and embroidery for every season or style. From blue collar to the boardroom, they have you covered with corporate apparel. Get a quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com. And you'll be pleased.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. This year's Live to Lead was the best one ever. So we're hosting an encore presentation of the exact same program on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the I Hotel. John Maxwell, Angela Arendt, Marcus Buckingham of Strength Finder, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis of Girl Wash Your Face. They rock the house. Don't miss this opportunity. Bring your team, bring your spouse, bring a friend. It'll be an amazing program that you won't forget. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of 4 Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of 4 light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
Mycola Care. As men, we all play a lot of positions in life, on and off the field. Well, Dove Men Plus Care celebrates a new definition of strength, one with care at its center. Real strength is shown through the care you give to the people that matter. That means your family, friends, and community, but it also includes you. Dove Men Plus Care Sport Care gives you the care you need on and off the field, for the pregame, the ball game, to the postgame. Dove Men Plus Care Sport Care, designed for every position you play.
Looking for a place to host your company or organization's holiday party? Looking for great food and drink options? Look no further than Gifford's Long Branch Steakhouse. Donnie and the crew would love to host your private celebration Sunday, Monday, or Tuesdays in downtown Gifford. Steaks, seafood, chops, chicken, ribs, and more. Call 568-7722 for details. That's 568-7722. And don't forget, gift certificates from Long Branch make great stocking stuffers.
You know what I don't like is paying so much money on a cell bill. And guess what? I don't do that anymore. Thanks to Andy at Premier Sound.
How you doing, Lon?
Good.
Every single day, we see people come into the store with these $200, $300, $400 phone bills.
I had them.
It's crazy. Exactly. And so did I. I used to spend $150, $200 a month on a phone bill. Boost Mobile. Unlimited everything. Unlimited talk, unlimited text. We start off with 12 gigs of hotspot on all of our plans. $50 a month. We even have a $35 a month plan. You're not going to quite get unlimited everything on that. But for $50 a month, one person, we could go to two people for $80, wow. Unlimited everything. We could do three for $100. We could do four people for $100.
My goodness.
We could even do five people for $130 a month.
Whole family.
A month. No crazy taxes, no anything. You've got to check out Boost Mobile. I mean it. It's the coolest deal on the planet. No contract, no credit check. We could switch you, and we'll give you free phones. Yeah, you got to come see us. Free phones. Just switch to us and we'll give you free phones.
Premier Sound.
Come see me. Corner of Prospect and Bradley in Champaign.
You're listening.